The federal government is considering banning live cattle exports to some countries. It's in response to a report by the ABC's Four Corners program last night exposing inhumane treatment in Indonesian abattoirs. The Greens and some independents want the practice stopped immediately. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie will introduce a private members' bill into Parliament today. An Australian soldier has been involved in an incident during an operation in Afghanistan. Defence says it occurred yesterday and the soldier's family has been notified. We'll bring you more details on that story as they come to hand. Eight senior officers have defected from Colonel Gaddafi's army. They say they're among up to 120 officers and soldiers who've deserted in recent days. They say Libya's army is now at just 20% capacity. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma has just arrived in Tripoli in yet another attempt to broker a ceasefire. US President Barack Obama has appointed General Martin Dempsey to be his new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's the most senior post in the American Armed Services. General Dempsey will have his work cut out for him, with America winding down its operations in Iraq, the continuing Afghanistan war, and NATO's mission in Libya. And the federal government's climate change advisor, Ross Garneau, releases his final report today, and it's all about how to compensate families and businesses for the impact of a carbon tax. Professor Garneau is expected to recommend a combination of tax cuts and welfare increases. The government has already said most of the money raised will be paid to households.